Yes, ambulance, please.
God's sake, Eleanor, we don't need an ambulance.
Driving license says he's Maxwell Stephen Foley.
The assailant is picking the body up and tipping it into a laundry basket.
You say if I don't take the basket up to 608, he will tell the authorities.
Who was this, Asadi?
Terry Quinn.
I've never had any trouble with Mr. Quinn. He's a good tenant. Very quiet. Never late on his rent.
Do you know where he was before?
The tenancy was arranged by a homeless charity.
We know our guy is hauling linen trolleys up the stairwell and leaping across seven-story rooftops.
And if he's ex-military, that ties Quinn in with Foley.
Oh, whoa! DS Joe Myers, NCH!
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
National Crime Agency.
It's sudding witness protection. Presumably, this is his new safe house. What?
He's gone.
What, into thin air?
He's given us the slip.
Oh. It might have helped if we'd been informed.
He's been granted Section 71 immunity and witness protection.
So I gather, and given a new identity.
And that's all you need to know?
Lisa, a man is dead. Murdered. And so far you're refusing to help us in any way. What if it's him? You're Terry Quinn. What if he's responsible for Maxwell Foley's death?
Where's your evidence, John?
We've got a statement from one of the cleaners at the Beresford who was paid by your man to move a laundry basket.
The contents of which you have no idea. It's pure conjecture. You've no forensics putting him at the scene of the crime.
We have a fragment of a blue glove from the kitchens.
But no DNA.
Well, Quinn refused to provide a sample. We can't rule him out.
It's not enough.
Which is why we need to talk to him. His real name, Lisa. That's all I'm asking.
Anything you find, you pass it straight to me. Understood?
Oh, so you want us to do your donkey work while you take the credit?
You think we're not all over this? I've got officers out there searching as we speak.
Well, he must be important to you.
You've no idea.
What about Foley? Doesn't he count for anything? What if your witness is the killer? What if he's guilty?
Then we deal with that later.
So you admit it's possible?
Look, all I know is that before you hauled him in, he was about to give us names for a case we're building. You've no idea how long it's taken to even get to this stage. And now he's been spooked.
You're not blaming us.
Right now, I just need him back. Can I give you a lift?
Oh, I've got a taxi.
I was sorry to hear about Kat, by the way.
Thanks.
How's your daughter coping?
Alice is fine.
And?
We're both fine.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, do me a favour, John, and leave the Swan to the NCA.
Vanilla or strawberry frosting?
I don't mind.
There you go, then.
I thought you were on a diet for the wedding.
I am.
So how come you're having that one as well?
It's blueberry. Part of me 5 a day. What kind of outfit loses its key witness?
You'd think they'd cut us some slack. We're meant to be on the same side.
Gather she's a mate of yours.
We were at Hendon together.
Well, for herself.
She won the award for best recruit. It was kind of inevitable.
Boss?
What's this?
Hey, hands off.
Wedding favours?
It's either candles or lip balm.
Landfill.
Jolene's idea.
This is more like it, miniature gin.
They're going back. I'm not spending that sort of money.
What have you got, Sue?
CCTV footage from the day Foley's Range Rover was smashed up.
Where is this?
A pub on the corner of Ashes Lane, close to the farmhouse. There.
Mitsubishi Shogun.
It must have come from Foley's place. There's nothing else down there.
Can we get a number off it?
Just check the PNC. Registered to a Dean Carradus. Born 7th of July 1992. He's got a string of convictions for cruelty to animals, including badger baiting, and received a custodial sentence in 2018.
How long for?
Released a month ago. We also know that the day before Foley's windscreen got stoved in, this Carradus threatened him in the pub car park. Uniform have a statement from one of the villagers who witnessed the incident.
All right, listen up, everyone. In your own time, Mickey. Right, we now have two major lines of inquiry. The first, Terry Quinn, not his real name, kitchen porter at the Beresford Hotel. According to Asadi Kadir, he was paid to take a laundry basket to the sixth floor. Why? What was in the basket? And why has he now gone AWOL? Until we find him, we can't rule him out of our inquiry. What we do know is that he's been granted immunity from prosecution by the NCA, which makes our lives doubly difficult as so far they're refusing to play ball.
But it explains why there's nothing on him.
Now, he was last seen at 22 Clover Mount, New Mills, the day after Foley was killed. A neighbour saw him arriving back with shopping bags full of groceries. So, from the looks of things, he wasn't intending to go anywhere. What made him change his mind? DC Hale, this one's for your team.
Boss.
Talk to neighbours. Someone must have seen him leave. And go back to the Beresford Hotel. Talk to the woman who found the body.
Eleanor Vassalou.
They were friends. Maybe she can tell us more.
She was certainly worried about him when I spoke to her.
There's a possibility, of course, that as a protected witness, he could be in danger. So we need to bear that in mind. Sue?
Yeah, the second line of inquiry is a significant new development. Dean Carradus. That's him on the left in the camo jacket.
He looks a savoury character.
Recently released from HMP Dunhill. Now, information's still coming in, but his 4x4 was seen in the vicinity of Foley's farm the night Foley's windscreen was stoved in. What's more, he and Foley have history. In 2017, Carradus was done for aggravated trespass on Foley's land. There was a restraining order put in place against him for intimidation. He is a known member of a local lamping gang. And we know from Foley's widow that Foley had a running battle with this lot over the poaching of his deer. So there was certainly no love lost between them. We're still checking the internet, but the signs are he's at it again. This is something we found on the dark web. That's him, posing with tools of the trade.
Have we got an address for him yet?
House on Kentmere Crescent.
All right, then let's get a warrant. Novak, check out CCTV for Carradus' vehicle around the Beresford.
Boss.
Our priority now is to find solid evidence that puts either Dean Carradus or Terry Quinn at the scene of the crime, the hotel car park, at the time Maxwell Foley was killed. That's all for now. Off you go. Mr. Carradus?
No sign of him.
All right, stand by. Police!
Oh!
Watch where you're treading, Sue. There's muck everywhere. Oh. I thought he was banned from keeping dogs.
It was. There are more cages in the kitchen. Oh, God.
The state of them. There's one in there with half its face missing. Have a scout around, see what you can find.
Yeah.
Sue! Get off!
Get off!
Get off there, bloody thing! Get it in there! Oh! Where the hell did that come from?
That looks nasty. Oh. You ought to get it checked.
What?
Carradus is all over the internet. Selfies with recent kills.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
He's brazen about it.
Well, he must have half a dozen dogs in here. There's no doubt he's still active. Anything from Eleanor Vassalou?
Can't get hold of her. It's a day off.
What's all this?
OS maps.
Where'd you find these?
They're in the kitchen, whole pile of them. Peak District, Snowdonia.
Macclesfield and Congleton.
Careful, you're getting blood all over them.
That's Foley's neck of the woods.
What are all the crosses?
Badger sets, most likely. These people will go after anything that moves.
No, I found these as well. Business cards from local restaurants.
The Beresford.
What the hell happened to you?
I've told him he'll need a rabies jab.
And a new jacket by the looks of it.
What have you got?
Details of a dig have just been posted.
When?
It's not clear yet.
Do we know where?
Out towards Buxworth. It looks like Carradus is behind it. It's been a load of interest already.
Sick bastard. All right, get a team together. Speak to the landowner. Find out if he's had any previous trouble.
He may be involved, of course.
Looks like Carradus has been supplying poached venison to the Beresford.
Then we've got him.
What's with the new set of threads?
Path have released Foley's body. His funeral's this afternoon.
I need you to focus on Carradus.
But someone
I'll go.
I wasn't sure you'd want to.
Why not?
Well, I just thought, the same crematorium.
You okay?
It's weird. You'd think I'd remember this place more clearly.
Memory has a way of protecting us, shutting things out.
Maybe. I barely remember anything about that day, except for Alice.
She was incredible.
Yes, she was. You must have been to a few of these over the years.
Yeah. The military certainly put on a good show.
What was it like? Life as an army brat.
We got to see the world, I suppose.
Where were we based?
Germany and Cyprus, mainly. Hong Kong, Malaysia, briefly.
Furthest I ever got was Rill.
Except that you never really felt like you belonged. A year or two at a time, then you're off somewhere new. When you're a teenager, all you want to do is hang out with the wrong crowd and get into trouble. Not be back on base for curfew. I was glad when we moved back.
What about your mother? How did she cope, married to an army chaplain?
Hated it.
Have you spoken to him yet? About the wedding?
Not yet.
You will, though?
Of course.
No sign of our kitchen porter.
You didn't seriously think he'd show.
The chef at the Beresford thought he might be ex-army.
Where's the wake?
Pub across the road. I'll be back.
John?
Alice?
Hello?
It's me. Where are you?
What is it now?
Nan said she'd pop round later to give you some tea.
I've already eaten then anyway, might be going out again.
Where?
Not sure yet.
For how long?
Depends.
I don't want you back late. Alice? Alice? Excuse me. Excuse me. You've dropped your scarf.
Thank you.
It's Eleanor, isn't it? Eleanor Vassilou.
That's right.
DCI is Stone.
It's awful what happened. Poor man. I had to come and pay my respects.
That's good of you.
I can't stop thinking about it. I still see his face. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's understandable.
Every time I close my eyes...
It must have been a terrible shock.
Yes.
Has anyone spoken to you about counselling?
I haven't time. I have to work.
You should think about it.
I will, thank you.
I don't suppose you've heard anything of Terry?
Terry?
Terry Quinn.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not.
Well, if you do, you'll let us know, won't you?
Yes, of course.
You look like you've lost someone.
A friend. I thought he'd be here.
Well, don't worry about him. What are you drinking?
I'm fine.
Two more, Ta. So, how do you know Max, then?
We were based in Germany, briefly. JHQ Rheindalen.
At Mönchengladbach?
It's all gone now, of course.
Full of refugees, last I heard.
How about you?
Served together for 15 years. Iraq, Balkans, Afghan, Cyprus. We were like brothers. Eat, sleep and shit together.
You're not in uniform.
Got out, didn't I?
You still kept in touch, though.
Gave me a job. Which is more than most. I still can't believe it. From what I hear, the busy still don't have a clue who it is.
Yeah? Who told you that?
Word gets round.
So when did you last see him?
Day before he died. I just got in from Wharton.
The RAF base?
That's right.
What were you doing out there?
Delivering stuff, electrical systems and shit.
For the MOD?
Mm. We work with subcontractors mainly, delivering parts all over the northwest, up as far as Barrow.
I imagine there'd be a lot of competition in that line of work.
Ah, there's always competition. But if there's one thing we're good at, us army boys, it's getting stuff from A to B. Hey, when you used to Baghdad, the M62's a piece of piss. You fancy a tab?
Why not? I was hoping to catch up with a few more of the old crowd.
Mm. Well, most of them are here. Well, except Mad Mike, who's off in Bangkok trying to find another wife. And Webbo.
Webbo?
Corporal Webster. But then the last I heard, he were doing time.
Huh?
Mm. Drugs, most likely. Bet or theft, one of the two. It's ironic. You fight for Queen and country, and they bang you up at Her Majesty's pleasure. I don't know what to do with us once we get out.
This Corporal Webster, he was a friend of Fawley's.
Oh, aye, they were buddies, all right. Same unit.
Thanks.
Hey, where are you going?
Got to pick up the kids, sorry.
What happened to you?
I've just seen Eleanor Vassilou. She was here at the funeral.
I didn't think she knew Foley.
She was just paying her respects, apparently. She still seems pretty cut up.
I'm not surprised. Maybe she needed closure of some sort.
I guess. What are you doing?
Checking regimental records.
What for?
A hunch. Huh? I thought as much.
Well, you gonna tell me or what?
You recognise him?
Terry Quinn.
A.K.A. Corporal David Webster. 4th Northumberland Fusiliers, born 1972, discharged in 2005.
How did you find him?
A friend of his was at the wake. He said they were all there except Webster. I figured if he and Foley were mates, then he'd have gone.
Oh, Sue, you are a genius.
Can you write that on my next performance review?
We know Terry Quinn's real identity. Corporal David Webster. Both he and Foley served together in the same regiment. This case of yours, it's clearly military-related. You can't deny it.
Our investigation has nothing to do with Foley. If it had, we'd have shut you down completely.
We're right about Webster, though.
Yes, you're right about him.
Then why don't you just save us the time and energy? Not to mention police resources. Tell me what's going on.
I made our position clear. It's not up for negotiation, John.
I don't get it.
They need to justify their existence. Budgets. We're all fighting for a piece of the pie.
Slow down.
What?
I said slow down. Okay, if I can have your attention, please. Right. The good news is we now have a positive ID on our kitchen porter, Terry Quinn. Real name, Corporal David Webster, ex-army. We also know he's married with a daughter.
The bad news?
The NCA are still refusing to play ball.
I bet they're terrified of us stealing the thunder.
So what now?
We get onto Webster's regiment. Find out all you can about his service record. Tours of duty, medical reports, etc. Find out which prisons he was in as well. Someone must know him. Ex-offenders, guards. They might be able to give us a lead.
What about Caridus?
He's still a major suspect.
We know he was supplying dodgy venison to the Beresford where Foley was murdered.
And he's got more motive than most for wanting Foley dead. I doubt it'll be long before he breaks cover.
But why the hotel? Why kill him there? Why not do it somewhere less public?
Maybe he had no choice.
Maybe Foley followed him there, confronts him in the car park about the stolen meat. It needn't have been premeditated. Spur of the moment, Caridus finds himself cornered.
This is a man who bludgeons the shit out of defenseless animals, don't forget.
Boss, two things. We've got Caridus's 4x4 on CCTV on Fylde Lane, just round the corner from the Beresford.
When was this?
At 15:30 on the day of the murder. It's then seen heading away half an hour later. There's a blind spot right outside the hotel car park, but the point is, he was a stone's throw away.
All right, now we're cooking.
Except that time of death was between 23:15 and 0:15 the next morning.
He may have gone back. Keep checking. What else?
We found Webster's wife, Heather Webster, née Milton, born 14th of May, 1972.
Address?
According to tax records, she teaches at St. James's Middle School, Bootle.
Then what are we waiting for?
Okay, let's go.
Mrs. Webster?
Yes?
DCI Stone. This is DS Kelly. I was wondering if we could have a word.
What is it?
Your husband.
Ex-husband. Why? What's he done now?
We'd like to talk to him. We thought you might know where he is.
Oh, I've not seen him for years.
You kept his name, though?
It was just easier. What do you want him for?
Does the name Maxwell Foley mean anything to you?
The man with the Midas touch.
Why'd you say that?
He got out of the army and made a mint.
He's been murdered.
Oh, my God.
He was found at the hotel where your ex-husband worked.
Hotel?
The Beresford.
I didn't even know Dave was working at a hotel.
As a kitchen porter?
They were good friends, I gather. Your husband and Foley.
They were together all the way through. From basic training to the end, Iraq, Bosnia, Cyprus. He was Dave's best man.
What about recently? Do you know if they saw much of each other?
I've no idea.
Maxwell Foley was something of a womanizer, I understand.
Well, he certainly had a reputation, yeah.
Did he ever try it on with you?
What sort of question's that?
An obvious one, I'd have thought.
We're just trying to build a picture.
I'm not sure whether to take that as a compliment or not.
It can be hard being an army wife.
Well, how would you know?
My father was an army chaplain. I know my mother struggled when he was away.
You must know that wasn't the worst part of it. It was when Dave came back home that the problem started.
How do you mean?
He'd had PTSD for a long time. Managed to deal with it mostly, but then there came a point. He couldn't handle it.
And you've no idea where he is now or how he's coping?
Unless he's getting help, I imagine little's changed.
Mum?
I thought you were going to ring.
My phone's down.
This is Sophie.
All right, Sophie.
Sophie?
Can I get a lift to climbing?
If you didn't spend all your money on chips, you could afford the train.
It's cancelled. Anyway, I normally get them free.
How come?
Excuse me.
Does it matter?
What have you got?
We're looking for your dad. We're police officers.
Join the queue.
What do you mean?
People are always looking for him.
Really?
Probation officers, social workers. Okay. There was a woman a couple of months ago.
You didn't say.
You didn't ask.
Did she give a name?
Not that I can remember.
What did she look like?
Long, dark, curly hair.
Okay.
Mid-20s.
Did she say why she wanted to talk to him?
I just assumed she was army welfare or something.
Why'd you say that?
Well, she wanted to know where he'd served. Dates. Yeah.
Did she leave any contact details? Phone? Email?
No.
Thanks. Sorry about that. I gather you had a break-in recently. A couple of our officers called round.
Eventually.
And what was taken?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Not that I could see.
When was this?
2 months ago, maybe.
Around the time this woman called?
Yeah. Now, come to think of it, just after.
What woman?
Boss?
How did he get on at the barracks?
According to his senior officer, Webster suffered some sort of breakdown.
Which fits with what his ex told us.
And Eleanor Vassilou, she suspected as much.
What else did his CO say?
He was discharged in 2005. Since then, he spent various stints inside. 12 months in HMP Lancaster for possession, 2008. 7 months in Stockholm for shoplifting and ABH, 2011. List goes on. While he was on remand from Averig in 2013, he hooked up with a veteran offender support group. I've got a name.
Turns out we're not the only ones looking for him. There's a woman.
Who?
Journalist, possibly.
Well, what if she's found him already? If she's got a name, the odds are she knows what he looks like. And if she is investigating the NCA case, she'll know he's on witness protection.
So?
So if you're on witness protection, what kind of work are you going to pick up? Temporary, 0 hours contracts, restaurants, bars, it's a small world.
So she trawls the local pubs, hotels?
There's hundreds in Manchester, it'd take forever.
How long's Webster been at Beresford?
Around 3 months.
Long enough to track him down?
I suppose, if she's determined enough.
Eleanor Vassilou.
What?
At Foley's funeral, I asked her if she'd seen Terry and she looked confused. At first, she didn't know who I was talking about, and yet they're supposed to be friends.
Right.
Perhaps it was just out of context or she was overwrought.
No, it wasn't that. Maybe she knows him as David, Corporal David Webster, the man she's been looking for, not Terry Quinn, even if that's what she's been calling him at work.
But Webster's daughter said the woman had long, dark hair. Hers is short.
She'd have cut it to work in the kitchens, save having to tie it up all the time. It's her. Eleanor Vassilou. I'll put my life on it. Get on to Webster's ex. Ask her if she had an accent.
Nearly there.
What is this place?
It belongs to a friend.
Who else knows we're here?
No one. It's been empty for a while. What are you doing?
Checking.
Relax.
You're safe now.
Terry? Terry? You're sweating. What's wrong?
We should go. Get out while you still can.
The police, they'll be looking for us.
They don't know that you're involved. No one knows.
They were all over the hotel.
Though you've still got time.
I'm not leaving.
No idea what's going on here. You know nothing about me.
What happened back there, Terry? It was no one's fault.
My name is David. Dave.
What do you mean? Then why have you been calling yourself Terry?
You don't need to know.
Tell me. We're friends, aren't we?
Look, you've no idea what's going on here. Who these people are. They'll kill you if you get in their way. Just go. I'll be all right on my own.
It's too late. We're in this together now.
I'm telling you, John, Eleanor Vassilou has got nothing to do with
with our case.
Then why has she been stalking him?
I've no idea. How do you even know it's her?
It all fits. But why the interest in Webster? If we knew what he'd done, it would make life a hell of a lot easier.
I can't.
Can't or won't?
Trust me, the less you know, the better.
For who?
Don't get arsy.
Look, you wanted information, I've given you a name. Your man goes into witness protection and she turns up. It's too much of a coincidence. There has to be a connection.
Boss.
What is it?
Carradus has turned up at Buxworth. They've got spades and dogs.
Tanner, catch.
What?
I've got to call Alice. Alice, hi, it's me. Listen, I'm going to be late. I want you to stay in tonight, okay? Turning right onto Beaches Lane. ETA 3 minutes. Nobody moves until I give the order. Is that clear? These men are dangerous.
Roger that. In position.
What have we got?
About half a dozen of them. They sent the terriers into this set with trackers. As soon as they hear barking, they'll start digging. We think that there are cubs in there too.
All right. Let's wait until they start pulling them out. Catch them red-handed.
Use these. The night vision.
What's that?
Sounds like the badger's got one of the dogs.
They're digging.
They've got the corpse.
All right. Go, 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 go.
Face! Get down!
Stay there!
That was Carradus.
Where the hell did that come from?
He must have hidden it for a quick getaway.
Shit. Get up!
He's heading down towards the road. He's down!
Let's have him. Stop! Police!
You're only making it worse!
Get off me!
Keep still!
You've done nothing!
Dean Carradus, I'm arresting you on suspicion of cruelty to an captain officer.
Just get him out of here. Alice? Alice? Alice, where are you?
At Holly's.
What are you doing there? I told you to stay in.
It's not even late.
That's not the point. Anything could happen. I'm sending a taxi.
No!
I'm not arguing. You come straight home, is that clear? Alice? Alice! Oh! What am I meant to do, Kat? Tell me, because I've no idea.
You've kept me here all night. It's a travesty of justice.
It's a big word for you, Dean.
Piss off.
Where were you last Thursday between 11:15 p.m. and 9:15?
No comment.
Your dog had to be destroyed. Did you know that? Its lower jaw was ripped off.
The vet had never seen anything like it.
You ever tried sleeping in one of them cells?
Let me ask you again.
No comment.
I'd have a good think if I were you. Maybe we should ask one of your friends. They've already been charged under the Protection of Badgers Act.
I won't waste your time.
Have you ever been to the Beresford Hotel?
Nope.
You sure about that?
What would I be doing there?
You tell us.
Do you recognise this man? For the DIR, the defendant is being shown Exhibits 12, 19 and 27.
How am I supposed to recognise that? Looks like he's been hit by a truck.
Pushed out of a sixth floor window, as a matter of fact.
No.
Take a closer look.
Sorry.
How about I jog your memory? On the 13th of October last year, you threatened to kill him. You don't seem to grasp the seriousness of the situation, Dean. A man has been murdered. Whoever's responsible is looking at a substantial custodial sentence.
Tell us about Marek Barankirovchek.
Never heard of him.
That's odd. Because he gave you his business card.
Is he a friend of yours?
How much did you get for a deer? A couple of hundred quid?
No comment.
About a rabbit, then? Pheasant?
You've no idea, have you? Not a clue.
What was his business card doing in your kitchen?
I was thinking of going out for a meal, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Treating the girlfriend.
So what happened? Foley followed you to the hotel? I imagine a deer's quite a weight to move, especially a dead one. You're in the car park unloading it. He confronts you. You push him. Maybe you didn't mean to kill him. Maybe it was an accident. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here.
No comment.
The thing is, Dean, if you were to cooperate, it's possible a judge might take that into consideration. So, I'll ask you again. Were you or were you not at the Beresford Hotel last Thursday night?
I was not.
Then where were you?
If you must know, I was nicking copper wire off the tracks at Oldsworth Junction.
What?
You heard.
Did anyone see you?
Give us some credit.
Then how do we know you're telling the truth?
Ever heard of smart water?
Why didn't he just lie?
He's not the brightest button in the box. He's covered in the stuff.
You can't get a better alibi than that. You should have seen him under the infrared. He looked like a smurf.
A network rail have confirmed the load of cable was nicked off the tracks that night, all coated in invisible dye.
So what's he looking at?
Slap on the wrist, and he knows it. Why else would he have told us?
So that rules Carradus out for definite.
Our only lead now is Corporal David Webster. Anything more from forensics?
Still working through the crime scene. All we've got is the witness statement from Asadi Kadir.
Which isn't enough. Where the hell's Webster disappeared?
Boss.
What is it?
Eleanor Vassalou didn't turn up for her shift today.
No, there's a surprise.
All right, put out a description to uniform.
We've also just had a call from a Brendan Connor veteran support group.
And?
Webster attended a series of workshops he ran with a local theatre group. Apparently, he couldn't cope, so he dropped out after a couple of weeks.
When was this?
About 4 months ago. That was the last he saw of him.
Did he say where he was living?
A place on Duke Street, housing association. He tried calling round once or twice, but there was no sign of him. He reckons he went back to rough sleeping.
What else did he say?
That he was in a bad way. Depression, gambling, all of which, as we know, impacted on his marriage. According to Connor, he got no support from Army Welfare.
That's par for the course.
He said he talked a lot about his daughter in the workshops.
Sophie?
If it wasn't for her, he'd have given up altogether.
Oh, of course. Chips.
What?
Why the hell didn't I see it before?
What are you talking about?
Boss?
When we were talking to Sophie, she was eating a bag of chips.
So?
She said she normally got them free.
I don't follow.
As soon as her mum started on at her, she clammed up. I just assumed she didn't want the grief. Junk food, healthy diet, all that. There's always a huge bowl of chips in the Beresford kitchens for staff. Leftovers. Do you remember?
Yeah, they weren't bad either.
You think she met him at work?
I'm certain of it. There's no way he wouldn't have contacted her. And while she was there, she'd help herself. As soon as she realised what she was saying, she thought better of it. Check CCTV footage of the kitchens.
We already have.
Yeah, but we weren't looking for her. Put extra men on it. We need to act fast. She's been visiting him once a week since he started 3 months ago.
Why lie?
Well, if her mother doesn't know she's in contact with her father, she's not going to tell us, is she?
True. You think she will now?
Let's see. It all fits. He stops going to the counselling sessions, the workshops, disappears from his digs.
And if that's when he started on witness protection, he wouldn't have been able to tell anyone, except his daughter.
Yeah, there's no way he'd be separated from her. No way on earth. No matter what he's going through.
Not kicking off here.
Excuse us, can we get through?
Boss.
What?
Shoes.
Hey?
Shoes off on the mat.
Right. Blimey, straight into your socks.
Adding ventilation.
You need to cut your nails more off. Can you see her anywhere?
Look the same in the bobble hats. Must be some sort of competition.
But there she is, look.
Where?
Hanging off that blue thing, top of the wall.
I tell you, it won't get me up there.
Sophie! Sophie!
What are you doing here?
We were wondering if we could have a quick word.
Mum's not here.
It's you we wanted to talk to. Nothing to worry about. This is D.I. Tanner.
All right. So what's going on here?
Bouldering championships.
I thought you used ropes and that.
That's sports climbing. We just use the holds and if you fall, you fall. Watch yourself.
Is there anywhere a bit quieter we could go?
There's a training room to be there. Is this about Dad?
We know you visited him at the Beresford Hotel. We understand why you didn't say it before.
Is he all right? What's happened?
We think he could be in danger, which is why we need to find him.
Oh, my God. She'll go mental if she finds out I've been seeing him.
She doesn't have to know.
How often does he make contact?
Once a week. It depends. I can go months without hearing a thing.
What about lately?
He thought they were bugging the calls.
Who?
Whoever's supposed to be looking after him.
the National Crime Agency.
That's why you swapped phones. Threw the old one away.
So he's told you about the witness protection?
Yes.
And the case?
He wouldn't say.
What is it?
Before, you were asking about the break-in.
What about it?
Mum said nothing was taken.
That's right.
I wrote the address on a pad.
What address?
Where he was working.
The Beresford?
Yes, and after the break-in, it had gone.
Which would explain how she found him.
Could we have a look at your phone?
No way.
Just to see your messages.
It's just banter, look.
When was this taken?
Hey?
Your screensaver.
Oh, years ago. Dad sent it to me one time when he was away.
That's him there?
The one in the middle, yeah. He used to have well short hair.
Where was this?
In the desert somewhere.
They don't look like army.
No, that was after he left. Private security.
When was that?
I must have been about 6 or 7.
Around 2007.
Who were the other two?
I don't remember their names. The Three Musketeers, that's what they called themselves.
Is there any way we can get a copy of this?
I could screenshot it and airdrop it to you. Look, I've got to go now.
Listen, if your dad contacts you again, ring this number. Will you do that for me?
Do you think she'll call?
You never know. Turn the car around. I'll be back in a minute.
Eh?
Got to see a man about a dog.
What'd she do? You know, I had a call from Alice earlier. She had to walk home last night.
What?
She said you never drive her anymore.
Rubbish. And anyway, I sent a taxi to collect her.
It never turned up. She tried calling, but your phone was switched off.
Why didn't she say anything this morning?
When she woke up, you'd gone.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
Why is she phoning you?
We talk sometimes.
Yeah?
Maybe you should try it. Might help.
Well, for the record, I have tried. Numerous times. And it only seems to upset her more, so don't start giving me advice. What is it, Sue?
Bad news. Asadi Kadir has retracted his statement.
What?
He says he can't be sure it was Quinn, a.k.a. Dave Webster, who paid him to move the laundry basket.
What do you mean? Have you spoken to him?
Just now.
He was adamant.
I know, but he's not grudging.
He's been got at. It must have been. I don't know, but why change his story now?
Whatever you need.
Getting fooled, but what's wrong?
The police have been round, questioning my daughter.
You've spoken to her?
She just called to warn me.
You didn't tell her where we were?
Of course not.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I told you, didn't I? We can't leave now. We have to stay put.
She said there was a woman as well who called at the house.
What?
Asking questions. Did
she say who it was?
No, she'd never seen her before.
And you've no idea who it could be?
None at all.
Then we must be careful.
Someone's protecting Webster.
Who?
The NCA.
They wouldn't do that, would they? Noble a witness.
If it was important enough.
I can't see it.
Then who else?
Eleanor Vassilou.
Why would she, though?
She knows Asadi. Maybe she persuaded him, paid him off. Whatever her game is, she's not going to want us complicating things.
All right, so what do we do?
Try and find out why.
Whatever the reason, we must be getting close.
My hunch is that it's something to do with this photo.
If the NCA are involved, then it's got to be something big.
Where do you reckon this was taken?
Could be Iraq. Dates fit. The place was swarming with private security firms working for Western contractors.
Rebuilding what they'd destroyed.
It was big money. Some of them made millions.
Including Foley, off the back of MOD contracts.
So Webster leaves the army.
And goes out to Iraq in a pair of chinos and gun belt to make his fortune.
What went wrong, I wonder?
What do you mean?
Well, it's hardly the epitome of success, is it?
Well, from the sounds of it, he was pretty messed up after Bosnia, yet somehow managed to hold it together.
What are you thinking?
Maybe something happened out there to tip him over the edge.
Such as?
I don't know yet. Maybe that's what the NCA are investigating.
In which case, who are these other two in the picture? And where are they now?
Here. There is more bread if you want.
Thanks.
This is all my fault. Because of me, Sophie's been made to suffer.
I'm sure she's stronger than you think.
One minute you're there, the next you disappear. And they've no idea why. That's the worst of it.
You speak to her, though.
I shouldn't. I know.
It's understandable.
You think?
If I were in her shoes, I'd want to know where my father was.
They promised to take care of me.
Who?
The Protected Person Services. The NCA. They expected me to cope.
What do they want from you?
The more you know, the worse it'll be.
I'm in this now just as much as you. I have to know.
I thought I'd managed to bury it. To forget about it.
What? What did you bury? Tell me.
After I left the army, a group of us set up on our own. Guns for hire. It was either that or the Dole. And we had plenty of contacts. Delegates from the construction companies would fly into Baghdad and we'd offer close protection. The whole place was still crawling with insurgents, suicide bombers. You never knew what you'd come up against.
Sounds dangerous.
Like the Wild West. We got a reputation. Worked with all the big boys. Rebuilding bridges, roads. The money was insane.
What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
I didn't hear anything.
Move! Quickly! This way!
Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sukelli by Deborah McAndrew. Eleanor was played by Lizzie Stavrou, Dave Webster by Jason Doan, Lisa and Heather Webster by Emma Cunniff, Sophie by Sasha Parkinson, Tomo and Dean Carradus by William Fox, and Alice by Millie Gibson. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Richard Monks and directed by Nadia Molinari. A BBC Radio Drama North production.